Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today is First Friday, and also the Feast of Saint John before the Latin Gate. And today we also start our novena to the Holy Ghost, preparing ourselves for the great Feast of Pentecost, when the Church first received the Holy Ghost after Jesus' ascension, and when some of you also will receive the great sacrament of confirmation. And on First Fridays, like today, we commemorate the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which shed blood because of the sins of the world. And today's saint, Saint John, he was our Lord's favorite disciple. Saint John loved Jesus very much, and you can imagine how he suffered and what horror it was for him to watch his dear Jesus suffer and die on the cross. Saint John loved Jesus so much that he was also ready to suffer through sorrows and persecutions himself, because Jesus had done so for him. Do you know the expression heartbreak, children? The heart of Jesus was broken on the cross when a Roman soldier thrust his spear into it, and it broke, flowing water and blood. I recently read some of you one of the stories I heard as a child called The Goose Girl. It's a story where a real princess loses her prince and royal robes because her own servant robs them. The princess has a horse named Falada, who is the only one who knew that she was the real princess. And when going to look after the geese, the true princess said to her horse in passing the gateway, "Alas, dear Falada, there thou hangest." And the horse answered, "Alas, queen's daughter, there thou gangest. If thy mother knew thy fate, her heart would break with grief so great." Children, that is exactly what happened to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. His heart broke because he loved men so much, and they were his children and creation, but they abandoned and crucified him. But all the people who are baptized to follow him in this life are called Catholics, because these people belong to the church he founded, the Catholic Church. And Saint John was one of the apostles, that is, the bishops of this church of ours. When Saint John was a very old man, he fell into persecution of a cruel emperor named Domitian. Everybody, even the pagans, hated this emperor because he treated his subjects with such unjust and evil manner. But most of all, this emperor hated the Catholics because of the good manners and morality, this because they were followers of Jesus, and because they showed everybody in this way how evil he, the emperor, was. So Domitian started a great persecution against Catholics. At that time, Saint John was the only apostle of Jesus who was still alive. He was living in Ephesus. Those who are in seventh grade religion class might remember that that was the time, that was the town where Blessed Virgin Mary lived for a while with Saint John. And Saint John was imprisoned by the emperor and sent to Rome in the year 95. The sight of this chained old man, he was over 80 years old then, should have created some compassion and pity in the emperor. But instead, the emperor ordered Saint John to be killed, and killed in a very horrible manner, by casting him into a cauldron of boiling oil. But Saint John was not afraid. He was happy that he would, after spending these long, long years on earth, finally see Jesus again in heaven, and to die for him who had shed his most precious blood to save the sinners from hell. But God worked a miracle and allowed Saint John to rise from the cauldron unharmed. This glorious triumph of Saint John happened outside the gate of Rome, called Latina, because it led to Latium, a region where Rome was founded. Domitian was now afraid of Saint John because he thought he was a magician, and he sent him into exile to a small island named Patmos. This cruel emperor was then murdered on the following year. His statues were everywhere pulled down, his name was erased from all public buildings, and his decrees declared null and void by the Senate. After the killing, Saint John returned to Ephesus in the reign of Nerva, the new emperor, who wanted to restore the ancient good name of the Roman Empire and ceased off the persecutions. Dear children, when our Lord died on the cross, he opened us the way to heaven. Without the blood of his sacred heart, we could not get to heaven. Saint John was so brave because of the love he had to the Sacred Heart. He was what is called the martyr of love. He became that at the foot of the cross of Jesus, with the true lovers of Jesus, Saint Mary Magdalene and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he was specially devoted to Mary, whom Jesus gave under his care when he died on the cross. You children, you also were once great sinners, like the cruel emperor was. But then your mom and dad brought you to a priest to be baptized, and you became, like Saint John, a follower of Jesus and redeemed by his precious blood. So remember today, children, to take always good care that you do everything what Jesus commands you through his church, that is, you receive Holy Eucharist and penance regularly, go to the Holy Mass on Sundays, and you show kindness to your neighbors and obedience to your parents, your teachers, and priests. That is how every Catholic is supposed to act. That is how Saint John acted. And that is how your Heavenly Mother, the Queen of Heaven, Blessed Virgin Mary, acted. Because if you would act in a disobeying manner and forget the commandments of Jesus, you would lose your place in heaven. And then it would be with you, just like in that old story. Alas, dear Falada, there thou hangest. Alas, queen's daughter, there thou gangest. If thy mother knew thy fate, her heart would break with grief so great. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the